Mind Games, Judges 9, 1 through 4.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem, to his mother's brothers, and spoke with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, "Please speak in the ears of all the men of Shechem. Is it better for you that all the sons of Jerubbaal, who are 70 persons, rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." His mother's brothers spoke of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words. Their hearts were inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." They gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, with which Abimelech hired vain and light fellows who followed him. This passage gives us a good example of how a politician can use a logical fallacy in an attempt to gain power. This same method is used today in a variety of ways. Whether the person committing the fallacy is doing it on purpose or not, it is important that they be challenged rationally. To blindly follow a person like this would not be wise. Abimelech went to those of his brothers on his mother's side and asked them a question. This question was a fallacious one because it offered only two choices, as if there were only two possibilities. He asked them if they would rather have him as their leader, or he and all 70 of his brothers should rule together. The simple fact is that there are more than just two choices. To offer two choices as if they are the only ones when more are available is the fallacy called the false dilemma. A careful listener should notice that other options are available. In this case, it was possible to have neither Abimelech or his 70 brothers as leaders. Notice how easy it is to fall into this trap. Abimelech's family did, and the Bible tells us why. In their hearts, the people wanted him to be in charge because he was related to them, not because he was the only good choice. A logical fallacy can help a person feel justified when making a bad decision. That's one reason why Christians have an obligation to avoid this fallacy. It is not too surprising that Abimelech went out and found some shallow fellows that he could pay to do whatever he wanted, and that money he took from idol sacrifices. This appears to be a judgment of God. God is the one that helps us avoid being deceived. The fact that the people fell into it is another sign that God delivered them into it. May God help us to think clearly so that we can avoid traps that would lead us into sin.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.